Hello, Gabby here. Welcome back to Fearless Dialogue. Welcome to part two of the self-care podcast. Shannon, Hannah, and I had a pretty long conversation, so I decided to break it into two parts, and this is the second part. In this podcast, we talked about stress, coping mechanisms for self-care slash self-care activities. We talked about exercise and our relationship with it, breathing techniques, nature, and meditation, and all sorts of other things. So I hope that you enjoy this episode, and yeah, just have a listen. Talking about how blood sugar and not getting enough to eat really affects like everything that you're saying.
Yeah. Like mood and energy.
Because the body can go and go and go and go. The body's amazing, you know, but to really maintain its highest functioning, its fullest functioning, it wants to be fed regularly. It wants times of break too, like intermittent fasting, but it does. Yeah, really. Food is fuel.
Yes.
Literally, yeah. Cool.
I really love. Do you want to like share your hummingbird story?
Oh, that's sweet.
Sure. Yeah, I can say that again.
I'm sorry to make you.
Oh, it's okay. It's so don't. Cool. No apology needed. So our good friend, Catherine. Freeman is an ornithologist, which means that she got her master's in studying birds, and she's like traveled all over the place studying different birds, and she worked at this place where they caught hummingbirds to band them, and then you're doing that to monitor their migration patterns as they move around. So as they were handling the little hummingbirds over, you know, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes or less, they would get really tired and like kind of, you know, from struggling so hard, they'd like wear themselves out, and then they'd basically just like go limp, and then the people who were handling them, they would put their little beaks, stick their beaks through this, I think it was like a film canister, you know, like that they poked a little hole in the top, and they stick the little beak in there, and it fills up on sugar water, and then it just shoots off again.
Puffs back up.
Boop, bing. Bing, ready to go.
Back to life.
Thank you, bye. And that's, I was saying how I kind of think that's how we are.
Yeah, we
humans. Like those, yeah, yeah. Those hummingbirds, yeah.
We need that food, that sugar.
Yeah, we humans, not just the three of us.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Man, I love that story.
It's a great story.
Try not to stress. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure.
Yeah. Tell us about stress, okay. Gabby. Tell us what you got. What you thinking about?
Well, the very first thing I had under it was the thing that you told me about. Don't feed your garden of stress. Don't water your garden of stress. It's crazy, because when I really started to think about it, it's so true, because when you just, like, get onto those patterns of thinking and stressing out, you just, it's hard to get off of it, and it just grows and grows and grows.
Yep.
So true.
It's huge.
Yeah. I mean, I think it plays into what we were saying earlier of, like, we live in a stress-filled culture. We live in a culture that feeds on stress, whether you're watching news or social media or even just, like, the urgency to text back within a certain period of time, because that then means that you care about the person or you don't. You know, there's just, like, stress on all of these, like, little micro ways throughout our life. And so, yeah, really working with the minds. Like, we're in a culture and a time that's, like, so up in our heads and, like, not fully connected to our bodies. And so I think one of the biggest antidotes to stress management is coming back into the body, mm-hmm. which we've been talking about through exercise or eating good, right? Being in water, like, remember you are not just a walking head. Like, you have these, like, limbs and other sensing bodies. And something that I've been doing recently that's, I felt like has really changed the game for me is, like, I can think about a problem from my mind. And I can be up in my head and da-da-da-da-da thinking all the details. And then I watch if I shift my awareness to my heart. Like, what's my heart say about it? If I go, like, down and into my heart, it's a whole nother way of experiencing the topic that I'm, like, struggling with. Mm-hmm. And we have different intelligences, right? We have our head intelligence. We have our heart intelligence. Our stomachs are, like, our first brain, you know? So, like, we can use these other sources on our physical bodies to help us gather information about these things that we're wondering about or stressing about, you know? Mm-hmm. And if we work with our bodies when we're feeling stress, that is a sure way to manage the stress. Like, mm-hmm. oh, right, I'm not breathing. Like, stress cuts off breath. And if we have to remember, like, deep breath, folks. Deep breath, folks. Yeah.
So true. Man, everything these people should be grateful.
These people should be grateful. Is that what you said?
To hear what you guys are saying. My zero podcast listeners.
That's awesome.
Soon to be many
Gabby. Yeah, soon to be soon many to Gabby. Be many. Fearless conversation.
We're definitely gonna listen to it.
I want to say something about that. So what I think, another key thing that I learned in addition to blood sugar in recent years is the nervous system. And Hannah was just talking about the body. And I think that a lot of stress is very connected to our nervous systems. It wears on our nervous systems. And that's why to practice restorative practices, the body is one of the clearest ways back to, like, an equilibrium, because our nervous system moves from, when we work with the body, our nervous system moves from our stress system, literally the sympathetic nervous system, and then the parasympathetic nervous system is like the they call it the rest and digest part of our nervous system, and it's when all your functions are happening, like your digestion turns on and your blood rate slows and your heartbeat slows down and
you yawn
and it's all sorts of things. It's like all functions are actually happening, whereas when you're stressed out, they aren't.
Everything's shut off.
Like, literally, and we only have two options, right? You have the sympathetic and the parasympathetic, and so because of the way we have evolved, we as humans can't tell the difference between the classic examples, like a saber-toothed tiger, right? Like, we as humans evolved to perceive a threat, right? And it's an important function. Like, we need to know when to be, like, legitimately scared. Concerned for our lives.
Right.
This plays a healthy function. But in our current, I think a lot of people's current realities, we are in that state the whole time, and we can't differentiate between a life-threatening event and, like, a ton of homework or, you know,
exactly.
And so our bodies are in this, like, really hyper intense state way more than they need to be. And so it starts to, like, really, it can really wear you down. And there's this idea that stress is a killer. Like, it will literally wear your nervous system. And the other huge responsibility of the nervous system is your immune system. Mm. Your ability to fend off colds and sickness and disease and all these other things. And so Yeah, it's all connected, you know.
It is.
The body is so it's highly intelligent.
Yes.
And
yes.
Yeah, so that's to tag mm-hmm. on to what Hannah was saying.
Yes, that's so true. Like you're saying, mental health is very connected to your physical health mm-hmm. and your body.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mind body connection is so strong.
So.
You gotta try to limit that stress, because otherwise you're just gonna be hurting yourself.
Mm.
Right. Well, and I think it's important to, sometimes I think we get caught in this trap a little bit of like, I just should be less stressed
yeah.
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's really hard to do, actually. Mm-hmm. Like, to just be like, oh, I wish I could just stop feeling stressed right now.
Exactly.
It sucks.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
It's this, like, cycle of
totally.
Yeah.
Keep getting stressed out and anxiety
right.
over upcoming events, and it's just like...
Yeah. Which is where the self-care is so crucial,
yes.
right? Because that's those practices, exercise, eating well, doing, being in water, those work all with the nervous system to, like, gently guide you from a more stressed out place to a less...
Give you some respite, because
yeah.
surely the stress will come again.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It will surely be
yeah.
coming again.
It's not just going to go away
yeah.
forever. We wish.
Yeah. We just got to stay in the up and down of it, of like, okay, here's the stress. Okay, I had a really stressful day. I need to, like, really care for myself tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, so I can get up and deal with my whatever stress is going to greet me in the morning.
What ways do you guys take care of yourself like that? Like, give yourself... care that, like, when needed, like when you're super stressed out, or what do you guys like use for coping mechanisms?
It's a great question.
You go first?
Yeah, well, so many things, and I think this is maybe to Shannon's point of like self-care can look like so many different
yeah.
ways. Like, for me, some of my big ones are like sleep and rest, like just laying down, like just not having to do anything. Nature, if I can like lay down and be in nature, that's an added bonus benefit. Journaling's really big for me. Like, if I'm working through a problem, like getting it out is big for me, like versus keeping it in and trying to think it through and like if I write or talk it out, that's big. Water and good food, and like, you know, if I'm yeah, baths are big for me, and coloring too. I really like to color. I like to attend to my plants in my garden. They're my first babies, my house plants. So I go and hang out with them. Talking to friends and family. Like, if I'm that can also really fill my cup. It can also take away from my cup. So sometimes I have to figure out which tool is best to
yeah.
use.
Mm-hmm.
Not every tool. We can't be having a hammer on every job, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes we need finer tuned tools. Music, obviously. Looking at the stars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are some big ones. Going on a walk. Walks are transformative. You know. Gabby knows. Shannon knows. They're transformative.
Absolutely.
Yeah, going on a drive, honestly. Going on a drive can be really therapeutic for me. Or going to, like, purchase myself a nice coffee. Or, like, you know, sometimes it's that.
Yes.
Or sometimes it's, like, I have to go to and get a big dessert, like, right now, and eat a
like
big dessert.
Right now. I need some chocolate.
Definitely. Definitely chocolate.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, those are some of mine. Oops.
Cool.
What about you two?
Gabby?
Okay, I'll go.
Yeah, you go.
I feel like everything that you just said, yes, 100%. Yeah, I've been starting to walk a lot more, which I feel like you kind of just are, like, thinking. And it's kind of like a nice way to clear your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And... I don't know why, but being really, doing something productive kind of makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I say productive, I mean, like, listening to a podcast or, like, listening to music or doing something other than, like, watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel really lazy when I watch TV. Like, I'm like, man, I'm just watching TV and not doing But definitely doing something like that. And yeah, everything that you just said, definitely
cool.
are great ideas.
Mm-hmm. Nice. My favorite self-care activities are...
Stretching for me.
Stretching. Yeah, I think, well, I mean, there's so many amazing.
Yeah, exactly. I couldn't think of it.
Yeah, you could just go on and on. I definitely agree with everything, or resonate. I've been trying to work on recently not saying I agree or disagree. And just, like, because I feel like, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. Resonate sounds better.
Or it's like,
yeah.
This thing of, like,
oh, I agree with you. She's like, why wouldn't
yeah.
I?
Yeah.
Yes. Or, like, I have to give my mark of approval, or I don't give my mark of approval.
Yeah, right. And then it's, like, when we disagree, you know. And I think that, I don't know, I've just been thinking about
that's good
a lot recently.
I like that.
Yeah, I should start working on it more. I agree with it. Resonate with it. See?
Same. I did.
Yeah, too. Or I understand, I think. Because that's really, like, more of what I'm interested in is... I think a lot of our culture is like, I agree with that or I don't. It's like, well, what about, like, just understanding it, you know?
That's
so anyway, I understand what both of y'all are saying. And for me, I'd say the biggest one that I've had to really develop a relationship with is exercise. I just was never really, I was never an athletic kid. I was like, I'd rather take multiple theater classes than have to take PE. and
I would rather do that.
Yeah. And which is what I did my freshman year of high school. And then I had to take, as a senior, I had to take PE with freshmen. It's like, okay,
like,
gotta
so
do this.
Yeah, right.
It's funny. Yeah, anyway. I just really didn't like, I feel like I didn't have other outlets for physical movement other than sports as a kid, you know? And so it took me a long time to figure out something that actually worked for me. And yeah, and I have since learned more about yoga. I feel like kind of cliche saying that sometimes because I feel like it's, you know, everyone and their uncle does yoga these days. It seems.
Really?
Well, at least where I'm from.
Oh, yeah.
Where
you're
I'm from.
California.
I'm from California. And so, and then I think I also just feel like a classic Californian when I say that.
I just think it's cool. Honestly, when you guys are talking about yoga, I'm just like, man, I wish I was that cool.
Well, I think there's a lot of different types of yoga out there. I think there's some really, really bad yoga, like like power yoga and like just doing yoga. And not just everyone, each to their own. But I think that there's a lot of yoga out there that you can really hurt yourself doing. Like you can really mess up your body. And I've in the last like maybe 10 years or so, in the time we've been together, have just found this whole other type of yoga that like is all about the nervous system, and it's amazing.
So cool.
And most of it is like you're on the floor and you're like laying on your back and you're just like doing these really gentle movements that is like actively unwinding your nervous system. And for me, that has really changed my life. Like, fully. I can fully say, like, correlate just my wellness overall as a human with being able to practice this type of, it's like an awareness practice too, I think, which is what's so cool about it. I think most physical things could be that. Like, I'd say that about sports too. I mean, I'm not an athlete, but anyway, so that's been a huge one for me, and I'm super grateful for it. And I've had like injuries too. Like I had a really bad back injury, that I don't even know when it happened, but, and it like has in many ways like healed my back, and
that's so cool.
I can run again because of it. So I've been going on runs more, and Yeah, I just think for me, if I can do that for myself at least once a week, at like a minimum, I am like a fundamentally different person.
Yes, I resonate or understand everything yeah. that you're saying, because I feel like when I think of yoga, I think of like stretching like super like hard and like being very flexible.
Yeah.
But like what you're saying of like those gentle movements to like calm yourself down. That sounds so relaxing and so like,
yeah.
like fun to me.
Yeah. Wonderful. It's wonderful. It's really, such a, it is very gentle. And the saying that is connected to this type of, movement is, it's the antidote to the fast, loud, and, I forget what the other one, it's like so slow, soft, and gentle. As an antidote to fast, loud, and like harsh. So
that's so cool.
Yeah. Mm. That's mine that I'll share.
Do you guys want to talk about exercise now, since we're kind of on that topic?
Sure.
Yoga and exercising.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, so you felt like you didn't have, Shannon, you felt like you didn't have the resources or like to exercise without, like, the only way you could do that, like, growing up was through like sports.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you feel like now today? Do you think there's other ways to exercise, like through yoga and?
Yeah, and I run too, and I'd say those are totally ways. I think there's so many different ways to move your body. I think dancing is a huge one too. That's so good for us. And shaking and doing, animals, when they're in the wild, they shake, to like move their nervous system, like reset their nervous systems.
After an attack.
After a threat.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you think, Anna?
About exercise?
Yeah.
I think it's been a really hard one for me to cultivate in life, too. I've felt like, just to get up and get moving and to, it's taken me a long time to, like, get in a better flow of that. And I just so feel and see the benefits of it. So I think, again, to people listening, like, it's practice makes progress, not perfection, It's like, just get out for a walk, like, that's exactly. Definitely something.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly. I feel like for me, my relationship with exercising was so like awful before, because I always thought like, man, this sucks. Like, it's so annoying. It's so awful. Like, why do I have to do this? And I feel like, especially like this past summer, I've been exercising differently than what I was normally doing. Like, I've been exercising through Chloe Ting, like, which is like high intensity interval workouts.
You've been doing this,
and I just like, it's so different. Like, it started to become like a fun thing.
Yeah,
like, every day just like was a fun thing to just do my workout, and I felt so like productive. So like, I feel like it's something that really helps. I just like feel so much like happier when I exercise.
The endorphins are real, right?
I never, like, before I did not believe that, like, at all. Like, I was like, there's no way.
This feels awful.
Yes. And, yeah, exactly. Like, just even exercising doesn't have to be, like, going all out.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Like, having a heart attack. Like, not that, like, I don't think I would have a heart attack if I exercised too hard. But, like, for other people, I think it's just, like, moving your body, like you guys are saying, like, going for a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been trying to work with my dad, to go for more walks, because I feel like we need to just get that little bit of exercise. It's still exercise.
That's awesome. Totally. Yeah. It totally is.
So many different ways to, move your body.
Yeah. I feel like it's a really good practice, too, for life. Like, life is, like, exercise is, like you said, Gabby, it's like, it's hard. Like, when you're in it, you're like, it's hard. It's the worst thing ever. This sucks. Like, why am I doing this to myself? But it ends and it's over. And like, you've shown yourself that you can, like, endure and persevere and push through. And,
so true.
You know? And, like, life is going to give us so many hard moments, and we need to show ourselves, like, remind ourselves, have practices that remind ourselves of, like, yes, this really sucks right now, and this is really hard, and it won't be this way forever. And, like, I feel like exercise is kind of like a micro mirror of that. It's like,
that's so true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. Oh my gosh. That's really so true. Yeah, I feel like whenever I'm working on, like, but I only have
13
more seconds of this exercise.
I can do that.
Yeah, that's what I really like, high intensity intervals, just because of that. But also have been getting into more running. And
cool.
I feel like that's very hard. I feel like it's so hard to, like, run, because you're just, your body's just telling you stop.
But I think
my body's telling me that.
Well, I think it's also a mind thing, though,
it's
too.
It's a mindset. You have to tell yourself, keep going.
Yeah.
Pick up the pace, longer strides.
Yeah, but a mile is, that's a great distance to run, Gabby. I mean it.
Totally. I don't know.
Totally.
I feel like it's such an awareness practice, too. Like, I notice if I'm running I just, like, try to focus on, like, what's going on in my body and watch how it moves. Mm-hmm. And I, like, watch how I can, like, move my breath into different parts of my body if I, like, think about it, you know? It's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's definitely, like, a good, like, you're really focusing on your breathing, because if you don't, like, if you're running and you're not, like, breathing well, it really just, like, makes it even worse. You have to, kind of take slower breaths, and it's, I feel like it's, just, like, a lot of breath work in there, too.
Totally. Yeah. Absolutely. That's a good, that's another good self-care topic, is breathing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Remember, America, take a breath.
Isn't it the, like, 7, 4, 8? Is that the breathing?
The, like, 7 seconds in,
yeah,
four seconds out.
4 seconds.
Hold.
Yeah,
eight out. Yeah. There's all sorts, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I've, for some reason, like, everyone... A lot of people that I've talked to have, like, suggested that. I feel like that's something that whenever I'm, like, super stressed out, I try to just, like, calm myself down through breathing.
Yes.
That's, like, the first thing that I do.
Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so important. I think that really connects to the nervous system, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, breath, when we don't breathe fully, our body just naturally kind of contracts and...
just holding it in.
So true.
Yeah, this is a cool fact about breathing, but when we're born, if you look at a baby breathing, their whole body moves when they take a breath in and out, and over time we, you know, get more and more kind of shielded and guarded, and then we constrict our breath just to, like, isolated parts. When a baby breathes, their whole body moves.
That's so crazy.
It's so cool.
I want to look at the baby the next time.
Yeah.
Let me watch you breathe.
Yeah, so from cool. This incredible phenomenon, you know?
That is so cool. I've never heard that before. It's, thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, such a cool fact.
Yeah, so we were talking about nature. I feel like that, just like, really just like, I feel like it's so crazy to think that, like, I'm, like, here right now with nature, and it's so beautiful out. Like, I don't know, those type of thinking really just, like, help me with, like, feeling pretty good.
Huge.
I super agree with you. When I was thinking about, like, recording today, I was thinking about how I feel like a big component of in my own self-care, a big component of my self-care is connecting to something that's a lot bigger than me. Yes. And, like, the wonder and the awe that, like, comes from connecting to things that are, like, bigger than you. It's like, does Jupiter care about your, like, test on Tuesday? Like, Jupiter definitely doesn't care about your test on Tuesday. Like, or, like, does, you know, just, like, something that's, like... Does it matter at that level? And then, I don't know, it puts life in perspective. And it also, like, I think, too, being on a planet and reminding yourself, like, I'm on a planet and Mother Earth can hold whatever, like, heaviness I'm feeling or, like, stress I'm feeling or sadness, like, she's got me. She's holding me. And, like, I don't know, that feeling into those places where you're so small in something so big and beautiful is, like, I don't know. I find a lot of comfort in it. Some might not, though. Some might feel like that's too big or too much, you know? I don't know.
I definitely feel comfort in that. It's just, like, so crazy to think that, like, we're on a planet. Like, we're so tiny and little compared to this planet, Earth, and then you compare that to the sun, and Earth is just, like, a speck, and then you compare that to our galaxy. It's just so crazy. Yeah. What about you?
In terms of how I feel about all this?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. Right there with you. Both of you. Yeah. Yeah, it's nature and, yeah, I mean, to me, nature is synonymous with spirit, too, and how I relate to God, and, yeah, and I think that what you're talking about of that, the perspective of your place and the family of things, yeah. Which is a poem. It's a line out of a Mary Oliver poem or a Rilke poem. I can't remember. But yeah, just I think that relationship to nature is fundamental to understanding our humanness, but also our non-humanness,
yes.
And our spiritness.
So
and
true.
Yeah, it's like through the physical and through the material world, and I mean that in a very like materiality, like wood and water and metal and, you know, all of these different, that we, in relationship to those things, meet creativity, really. Yes, nature is deeply reflective of creativity.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like the whole spirituality thing. You guys want to talk about meditation? I love meditation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like...
Tell us what you think about it.
It's just like, I feel like it just, it really centers around the moment that you're in, I feel like, for me, because I feel like I get so caught up on life and the future and the past, and I just don't, like, appreciate right now, and I feel like through meditation, I'm, like, listening to my surroundings and just, like, being in the now and trying to relax myself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it helps you come back to the moment.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. And clear my thoughts also. I feel like my mind's just, like, all over the place. But when I, like, meditate, I can kind of, like, control them not to, to come.
Yep.
Yeah, I have this image of, like, water coming, like almost like water that's been stirred up. Like, when you meditate, it's, like, gives it the time to, like, resettle and, like... Yeah.
It's a great analogy.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is definitely.
Good image.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, meditation's been life-changing for me, you know, to really slow down. Like, I think it's been such a teacher in how fast we're moving all the time. How fast our minds move all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy. So to really stop yourself and to be still. There's so much to be found in the stillness. Mm-hmm. There's such richness, there's such wisdom, there's such depth in the stillness. But we don't live in a culture that cultivates that, so we have to cultivate it for ourselves. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, it's like another way of knowing. It's like a... I don't know. It's a wise way of knowing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a quote from a meditation teacher that she said that I wish someone had told me so much earlier in life that I would find everything I was looking for by just sitting down on the ground and closing my eyes.
Oh my gosh.
And I just that's think about that. It's sure. Yeah. I just think that that's so true. Just like, what a simple act to just sit down on the ground and close your eyes.
Yeah.
And stay present.
It actually feels like a radical act.
Yeah.
In this life. It feels radical to be like, I'm going to turn off all distraction.
Yes.
And I'm going to sit my ass down and I'm going to just see what's there, you know? Yes. Like, that's radical.
I feel like, especially for me, I feel like I have to be like, I don't know. I feel like the need to be entertained like 24/7, and meditation has kind of like made me realize like how hard it is to just sit down for like 15 minutes and not do anything and try to just clear your mind, because it's, I feel like for me, I try to entertain myself in all these different ways and I don't have to.
Yeah. Yep.
Car. I'm really loud, but sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, the
it's powerful.
I think too, the idea that, you know, I think a lot of people think meditation is like you don't have any thoughts, or like a lot of
that's
people
the
who
objective.
Don't
yeah.
meditate, or if you start meditating, you think like, oh, if I do this enough, I just won't have any
yeah.
thoughts, which is, you know, enlightenment, so they say. and I have heard it described, and for me this just like feels so much more accessible, is that it's really the process of making all of the feelings in your body like safe to experience. Which I love that idea, that you're just, it's a practice. Well, and that's a particular type of meditation. It's mindfulness meditation. Which is what the Buddha taught. Specifically, he created that type of meditation practice.
Are you saying because often as humans there are like emotions we go towards and emotions we don't go towards, and like meditation kind of gives us a container to experience whatever emotions arising, and the practice of making that emotion safe enough to be felt?
Yeah, exactly.
And therefore then feeling it, like experiencing it, versus trying to like always move away or resist or
and because that's what the mind wants to do, is it wants to resist, you know, it's attached to either feeling good things or bad things. The mind kind of works in these polarities, and so when we feel things that are uncomfortable, our mind moves away from them. And so if instead, you know, with the practice of meditation, you can instead become aware that your mind is adverse to some experience, and you don't have to shut down to it in the same way. And you can actually, I think it's very connected to the body too, like very connected to the nervous system again. And so, but yeah, that's the gist. Is again, so I hear, and I have moments, glimpses of how I think it's a huge discipline practice to really become, I don't know, I think the mind just can really get us really far away from ourselves. I feel that about myself, at least.
Yes I think so too.
Tangent.
Well, I just want to say on what we just talked about as far as like what can meditation do for us, it's like also that's like what therapy can do for us. Well, just to say that therapy can be another way that we can like attend to like things that are really difficult in our lives, the things we jump away from, you know, it's like being in therapy helps us with another person, like, draw close to the things that are really scare us, and ultimately, that's, you know, where we...
That's so true. I didn't even, like, that's, wow. Yeah, because you, I don't know why, but when I tend to put things in, like, different categories, but that's so true. Like, they're together, intertwined.
Totally. Like, yeah. Meditation's like a more intimate, internal place. Yeah. And then therapy can be a more externalized place to be talking and have a guide or someone who, like, leads you towards, exactly. supports you in feeling things that maybe you don't let yourself feel.
Yeah.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Really cool. So important.
Yeah, well, Gabby, thanks for the thanks conversation.
For having us. Man, thank you guys so much for like giving me your time and talking.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, I had like a great time.
Me too.
The pleasure was all ours, Gabby.
It was mine too. You guys are like literally the coolest people I know, like honestly. Like really.
You're one of the coolest people that we know too. So it's funny you should say that, you know.
Yeah. You guys, like, I just feel like you guys are so like well spoken.
Like, they are great. I stand by what I just said. Like, Hannah and Shannon are great. I love them. I love them. We love them. Everyone loves them. They're great. I just really want to thank them. I'm so grateful to have them on my podcast. It was an amazing experience and I had such a great time. And I feel like they had such, what they said was so like rich and had such wisdom. And I just like, they're so insightful and they're very, very good role models for me, and I'm very, very lucky to have them in my life and as my family. So I just want to say thank you to Hannah and Shannon, and thank you for listening. It was so much fun, and I learned so much from this. So thank you so much, Hannah and Shannon, and to the listeners, thank you for listening to this. I had a great experience. I hope you did too, listening to this conversation on self-care. And yeah, so have a great day. Drink water. rest. Meditate. I challenge you to do one self-care activity. If it's to eat chocolate, eat some chocolate. Do it. You deserve it. All right. Farewell. Have a nice day. Bye.